Hey guys, I don't know if Logan's going to show up. You want to run the net as usual? I'll do it if you want.
Yeah, I just stopped by before. I just wanted to congratulate Lobie. I'm usually hitting the pillow in about 10, 15 minutes.
I've been waking up from my nap about now. Early riser, I can see there. All right. Well, Phil, how are you doing there? KC2DXM, WB2YZX.
Everything's fine, Charlie. I'm at work, so I'm still here for at least another few more hours. I'll leave at 11 o'clock. I guess you know, and I'm sure most of the other people in the club know that Don AA2DS is the HamFest chairman for the Orange County Amateur Radio Club's HamFest, which is going to be this month on the 26th in Walk Hill, New York, which is actually Middletown. So if any of you guys can come up there, it'd be wonderful. I'd like to meet some of the people face-to-face, and we'll just see if anybody finds any good deals up there. This is KC2DXM.
It's really good. Well, I'm without a visual these days, and actually I don't miss it, but I should stay away from those things. It's bad enough I can't stay at a radio check store.
You can take the train if you want to, you know, make some sort of arrangements. You're not that far away from the Middletown station on NJT, which is offshoot or not, neck of the woods of Metro North.
Well, I'll keep that in mind. I'm like a kid in a candy store with those things. I gotta gotta behave myself, if you know what I mean. So let me see if anybody else wants to break in. This is New York City Transit Amateur Radio, Net K2YRT. This is WB2YZX. Anybody care to join us this evening? Go ahead now.
Charlie, this is KB2VEQ. How are you tonight?
Val, how you doing? Good to see you in there. And I don't think Moby's going to be showing up tonight. He's got more enough to deal with. So over to you, Val.
Roger, thanks a lot. Finally tracked down my check. Was floating around from 53rd Street and finally ended up at J Street this morning. And so I got paid. Other than that, nothing much is happening right now. Just tuned in to the net to see what was happening and see if anybody was out there. I'm going to turn it back over to you. This is KB2VEQ. Back over to you, Charlie. WA2YZX, is that it?
WB2YZX. Well, I mean, I don't have the easiest call in the world to remember, that's for sure. I have the ugliest calls I've ever issued, but what are you going to do? So, glad you got your paycheck, Val. I don't know how I get stuck with this task every week of giving out paychecks. I mean, I really have better things to do, and without fail, I'm always missing some. I got extras and all this kind of garbage here, so I don't know how I got to be paymaster. It's one of those little extracurricular activities they dump on me all the time. So let's send it over to Don, AA2DS. How you doing, WB2YZX?
Thank you, Charlie, and good evening, Val. Val, you sound like you're retired now. I hope that's true. And glad for you, I hope to reach it in about, I was just looking at tonight, 1,352 days to retirement. And just said what Phil was talking about, the HamFest on the 26th up in Middletown, New York. For those that are interested, KJI will be there. And we have a few other vendors, good vendors. Plus, saw everybody emptying out. So, hope to see some people up there at the Town of Walk Hill Community Center in Middletown, New York.
Very good. Yeah, you never know. Maybe I'll find a way to get up there somehow. And do we have any other check-ins for the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Thursday night get-together? This is WB2YZX and Company. Anyone else out there like to join?
How about a
flight for you with AXN.
Oh, there he is. How you doing, Logan?
Hanging in there. We just got back from the nursing home. It's been a pretty rough past couple of days. Got a forgiveness for not picking it up tonight. Running ragged the past couple of days. Don't know if you guys got a copy of the May QST, but if you look at page 21, you'll find the little K2IR convention.
Congratulations, Mr. Wizard. You there, you're looking good.
thanks a lot there. Well, as I said, we try to keep things going somewhat there. Hey, Charlie, I'm going to turn it back over to you. As I said, I just walked into the house, and I just got to go get something to drink, and I'll try to get back here in a little bit. You got WA2AX.
WB2YZX. Yeah, I'm staring at this picture right now. You look almost evil, I have to admit there, but nice picture anyway, so I look forward to seeing that on TV. And I have to admit I've never had my picture in the QST or any other magazine for that matter. So let me see here. Let me do it over to Phil, see what he has to say. KC2DXM, WB2YZX.
Sounds like we're going to have a relatively small MEP tonight, but, you know, that's interesting. I'm trying to remember. I think Don might have mentioned that you are one of the people in the group that was savvy with satellite communications. Am I correct?
For a couple of years now, and I really don't have much of a setup here, but in fact what I'm using is antennas in the attic, and out the window and all that kind of stuff, and it's been quite a bit of fun. I've, like I say, only a couple of years now, but it's really a new dimension, and I've really gotten addicted to it.
Are you familiar with ARISS, which is an opportunity to get school-age children to converse with the astronauts in the space station?
Yes, I am. I've never been able to actually work the astronauts, but I have a few recordings, actually, of the astronauts talking to different schools. And it's only a one-sided thing. You can't hear the actual students asking the questions. But I am aware of it. They spend a lot of time doing that. I think that's a big part of their schedule, talking to different schools around the world.
Yeah, well, maybe you might be interested. I met some people at the Mount Beacon Ham Fest last weekend, and they're a Hudson Valley-based group, and they seem to be enthusiastic about possibly doing that. As a matter of fact, one of the guys I spoke to, his daughter-in-law is a third-grade school teacher in one of the schools in Dutchess County, and that was something that I saw at the Ham Radio University, and I was very, very enthusiastic about that. So maybe we might keep you in mind if you would be interested in participating in something like that.
I think there's a lot of websites that can give you information on how to go about it. I think you have to schedule like 6 months in advance to get on their schedule. And I think the kids, that they have, they decide on what questions they're going to ask the astronauts, because you only have a window of maybe 10, 15 minutes to talk to the guys. But like I said, I have heard these conversations with the school, and it's pretty interesting.
like a 2 to 3 year endeavor before they could actually sit down and do it, and you need some dedicated people. I've got a DVD from the Peconic Amateur Radio Club out in Long Island. They did it 3 times, so they have quite a bit of experience. And like I said, I'd like to try and do it, if at all possible, up in my neck of the woods, if I can get, you know, enough people that are interested that would be willing to participate in that.
Yeah, it sounds like fun. It's just, I'm sure the kids will get a kick out of it, and it's a good shot in the off of ham radio, too. And you don't need a lot of equipment. I mean, the space station is only about 250 miles up there. You could actually hit it with an HT. So you really don't need it on the library set up to do it.
Actually, with the equipment that they used, they had 2 towers put up. They had redundancy. They had 2 separate, you know, stations. So in case one went down, the other one would automatically be switched over, so they didn't lose the contact. But they had towers with, what do you call it, tracking software and the automatic tracking ASU rotor. So I mean, it can be quite difficult, and you know, as far as you know, the amount of equipment that you might need to do that. But that's not a problem. I think the equipment is the least of the problem. You have to find the people that are willing to do it. KC2DXM.
Yeah, well, the software tracking program, of course, would be a good idea, but you can actually use the internet for that also. In fact, I'm looking at it now. I have it's going to be overhead at 9:45, and then you'll lose it about 9:52. So that's not too big of a window. But then again, it's not a directly overhead pass either. But like I said, when it's overhead, it's like working a neighborhood repeater, and that's not a problem at all. But I wish you guys luck, and if I can help it any way, let me know. So, like I said, I'm sure the kids get a real kick out of it.
They have a net on Thursday nights up in the Mount Beacon repeater, which is the 9-7 repeater up in my neck of the woods, and they discuss this. The only thing is I'm at work, but what I might try to do is I've got a quad antenna, a 5-element quad, and we're up the structure level here, so I guess if I stick that, you know, on a pole and try to direct it up the Hudson River, maybe I might be able to hit the Mount Beacon machine from here directly. So it might be worth a shot to try it, and I can join that net and talk to the people about it. KC2DXM, I guess we'll let somebody else have a go, because I'm taking up too much time here.
KC2DXM, WB2YZX. I think a lot of these guys have heard the some of the recordings. I've pretty much sent a lot of them around, and I get as much of a kick out of it as anyone else. So listening to these guys talk, you know, the kids ask, what kind of stuff did you bring up there, and what kind of experiments do you do, and things of that sort. And it's really fascinating to listen to. So maybe we'll get lucky. We'll work them ourselves one day. From they do operate field day, supposedly, though I've never heard them. So maybe this time around we'll get lucky. Let me get it over to Van. I think you're next in line. KB2VEC, WB2YZX.
This is KB2VEQ. Could you give me that that website that you were looking at, so I can you know, plug it in? I've had it before, but I lost it. If you can give it to me now, I'll look at it a little later.
Off the top of my head, I can't think of it. Maybe if you just Google it, you'll probably get a lot of hits.
Okay, roger that. I know Blake does a little satellite tracking also. Into OKB, I think it's into OKB. He's up there in that area where those guys are. He's on the Mount Beacon also. I think he went to that ham fest last weekend.
they were having up there. I think you said he met Don up there also. This is KB2VEQ. Back over to you, Charlie.
Oh, sorry, that's not the call sign. I mean, it's okay, you messed up mine. KB2VEQ. Do you know what it is? I can't read my own handwriting here. WB2YZX. Anyone else care to check in? This is the K2IRT Group, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Net. Anyone welcome? Please say hello. Okay, I think KC2PEL or BEL, I'm not sure. Come on back, please.
Hi.
KC2PEL, I'm not sure. You're kind of scratchy. Good evening. I'm not sure we've worked before. And whereabouts are you?
My name is Bob, and I do a hand operator. I just got my general ticket about 2 weeks ago, and my location is Garfield, New Jersey.
Hey Bob, great. KC2BEL and the group WB2Y says good evening. This is the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Net. And we usually get on here every Thursday night about 8 o'clock, and you're always welcome to join in. And glad you got on the air, and I hope you're enjoying it as much as I have. I've been on like 40 years now, and I think a lot of us here are, you know, some new ones, some fairly old ones, but as for myself, it's as much fun as when I got on in high school. Back to you, Bob. I make it now, Bob. Try again. Okay, we'll come around to you a little later. Like I say, you're in a bad spot right now, possibly. I don't know if you're using an HT or what. Lobi, are you back? WA2AXZ, WB2YZX. I guess he's getting himself together. Over to you, Don, AA2DS.
Yeah, this is AA2DS. It was nice on that satellite. Yeah, I'll see if I can use it in hand. I don't know what everything I got my eyes on. I'll see what I can do. But anyhow, guys, I just held on. I'm ready to hit the hay. Wish everybody a good night. 73s, and 3 o'clock comes early, so I need some pillow time. Bye-bye.
7-3, Doc.
You say 3 o'clock? Oh, man. Oh, I can understand that. No way, not me. Let me see. Over to you, Phil. KC2DXM, WB2YZX.
Okay, I guess it's going to be more or less a small group of people tonight. I'm nearing the end of my lunchtime, so I'm going to, what do you call it, listen a little bit longer. It's great hearing from everybody. I'm looking to see if I can possibly make that get-together that, you know, was spoken about, you know, in Marine Park in Brooklyn. I think they called it Barefoot in the Park, and we'll see what happens if that, you know, comes around, and I'll try and see if I can make that meet some of the guys in person. Other than that, everything else is fine over here, and looking forward to my club's Ham Fest next weekend, and we'll see how everything goes. We got to try and keep, you know, that sort of activity moving along, because it doesn't seem like there's that many people interested in that sort of thing anymore, with a lot of sales being done over the internet. But there's still people that like to go and look, touch, and, you know, ask questions and socialize. So we'll see who shows up. This is KC2DXM.
Hey. What do you the most annoying sound in the world?
Interesting. KC2DXR, WB2YZX.
Okay, very good. And if you can come down and join us for field day, we have a very good time there. And it's right around the corner, actually. So, of course, you're welcome to come down. And we've got a really good spot there. So, okay, Phil, let me see. Who's next? Val, I guess you get it. KB2VEQ, WB2YZX.
Roger, thank you, Charlie. This is KB2VEQ. I know they were talking about, I got an email from Wally, I guess it was either today or yesterday. He was talking about some hands-on at the next face-to-face. Did you get any information on that? If so, what was he referring to? Do you know? This is KB2VEQ. Back over to you, Charlie. WB2YZX.
Well, his thing is antennas, so I'm sure he wants to book another, I think it's a 160-meter thing or something for 80 or 75. So, you don't worry when it comes to antennas, so I'm not sure. I don't think it's been decided yet what exactly they want to build. I know him and Ken have been shooting things back and forth. Ken wanted to try some kind of Carolina wind in the assortment. I think Wally has something else in mind. And I noticed just paging through QST, there was an article about, 160-meter inverted L. So Wally is probably digging through that right now, no doubt. So we will see what happens. And I suppose sometime before field day, we're actually going to go out there and start getting things together. But we got it down to a science at this point, Val, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm curious to see what kind of little shed they're going to have for us for field day. I know, Lobie had been talking about it and something. Got to get on that upper level over there at the substation. Get something up there, maybe with a window so it can look out and see the view. That's always a nice thing. Skyline of Manhattan and the Jamaica Bay. That makes for a beautiful scenery. Seen many pictures of that and witnessed it ourselves, so we know what it's like. But field day is always a good one for us. We really enjoy that, and we've had I think sometimes we had a lot of stress and strain, and sometimes it's gone easy. But usually it surprises us each time, I think. And we didn't get a chance to do that 2-meter one, but we came in first place on that. And we just continue to have fun. And I especially like your photographs after. You know the one where you switched heads? That was crazy. This is KB2VEQ, 5 Deprecation. Back over to you, Charlie, at the K2RT net.
B2VEQ, WB2YZX, very good. Yeah, actually, my brother helped me with that. He's a graphic designer, and he's done a few like that, so, okay. So I think it's just you and me right now. I think Phil is gone, and Don is gone. KC2BEL, are you still in there? Over to you. I guess not. I guess he's in a bad spot there. So, Lobie, you with us at this point? WA2AXZ, WB2YZX. So it looks like you and me for now, Val. If anyone else would like to join in, this is the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Group, K2IRT. And we're open for any check-ins, anybody anywhere. Again, KC2BEL, WB2YFX. Okay, very good. And what are you running over there? Like I said, you're a little scratchy to the repeater. Are you using an HT or whatever? I'm on a 440 side, by the way. This machine has a number of different ways to get into it. So over to you, Bob. You're not quite making it, you're falling in and out of it right now. Alright, we'll try you again there later. Maybe you can get to the little closer or move around, whatever there. Over to you, Vap. I think it's just you and me for now, and until unless Lobby wants to chime in further down. KB2VEQ, WB2YZX.
Yeah, this is KB2VEQ. Charlie, I got a chance to see your 4-foot ladders, those new fiberglass jobs that Alan picked up. Nice looking. I think I'm going to order some of those myself. I have one, but I'm going to order a couple more. The guys always seem to take that one. And from what I was told, they stopped making the wooden ladders, the 6-footers. So I guess it's going to be fiberglass from now until. So I'm going to at least get one or two of those, try them out and see how they work out. I guess the guys must have gone over. I don't know where you pick up your material, but I think he said the bus over in Jamaica, 63, probably picked them up over there. But I usually go to Woodside or Livingston to pick up my stuff. Livingston won't release anything that's repairable, you know, like radios or transmitters or any electronic equipment. But I can get, you know, PPE and things like that, ladders and whatnot. So I may be able to put in one, get one of each over there, 6-foot, 8-foot, and a 4-foot, see how that goes. Other than that, I'm going to turn it back over to you, and one of these days we're going to get together so I can get some digital stuff going on, but my computer is half-half, so I got to get a little laptop to really do some action. And, I'll turn it back over to you, Charlie, KB2VEQ, and then K2IRT bunch.
Hey. Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
B2VEQ, WB2YZX. Okay, very good. Yeah, I didn't see those ladders. I don't go over to J Street all that often, tell you the truth. And Alan doesn't know it yet. He's probably going to get himself picked out pretty soon, which is bad for me because he's been working for me now for 2 years. He's really got it down pat, and, you know, I got so much to do. It's really going to be a serious pain in the neck if I got to train somebody else to do his job, but it looks like that's what's going to happen. So I've been gently trying to dissuade the guy to try to pick him out that he's not going to like it there, but what are you going to do? So we'll see. So, Lobby, are you in there, or is anyone else care to join in at this point? This is WB2YZX, and I'll stand by for any additional check-ins. I don't draw a crowd like Lobby does, I know that for sure. When he runs to that, they come out of the woodwork, but I mean, you know, I'm... What can I tell you? I just don't have that gift that he does, I guess. So, I'm running out of things to talk about here, Val, since it's just you and me, so, I'll throw it over to you, and, if you have nothing else, maybe we'll just call it a night. KB2VEQ, WB2YZX. Oh, yeah, and, what am I gonna do? Oh, never mind.
Okay, Charlie, this is KB2VQ. I thought I heard somebody saying that they were on the roof. I was thinking maybe it was Andy or something like that, but I'm not sure. I think Andy changed jobs, so I don't think he goes on the roof over there at 53rd anymore. But anyway, he usually comes in from Jersey also. And the other guy, Bob, I don't know, he's probably not hitting the sweet spot either. But, yeah, I guess it was just one of those slow nights tonight. Sometimes that happens, and sometimes we get more guys on there than, you know, we can only go around one time. So it gets funny. You know, you never know what you're going to get, you know. But other than that, yeah, I'm kind of out of it right now. But we'll talk on the jobs and everything. I'll be in there tomorrow. And I've got a couple of things to set up for next week. One of the guys from security, I don't know if you know him, Fred Nader, I think his name is, supposed to be bringing me a monitor that they want to install out at Glendale's at the print shop. And, you know, so I'll be around pretty much, except for running back and forth up and down in the building, doing some, working on the steel box equipment. I'm setting up Max had let us play around with Max Jock Henry. And so we're going to play around with that for a week or two, add some hardware to it, and see what we can do. Problem with steel boxes, trying to recover data is slow and tedious, but trying to figure out how to go through the process, adding some upgraded hardware, video cards and whatnot to it to try to pull out the maximum we can pull out of this thing. Anyway, that's about all I have to say right now. Nothing much going on at the job except those two things and the routine stuff. I got the pick going on right now for the vacation and vacation selection, and we're getting ready to go into a stand down, so we'll see how that goes. I guess you heard about all of that anyway. This is KB2VQ and the K2RTNet. I'm turning it over to you, Charlie. WB2YZX.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's never a dull moment, you know. They you can't plan anything because they always throw something extra in it. It'd be the vacation pick, stand out, or some other silly thing. So it's impossible to plan your day, that's for sure. So let's see if Lobi is back. If not, then I'm going to pull out of here, I guess. Yeah, we got to get you on digital one of these days. There's a lot of different modes you can get on, and maybe we can even do some slow scan or something, which is, I have a lot of fun on slow scan. That's a great mode, especially when conditions are good. But right now, the only place you're going to hear really is on 20 meters. Lobi, are you around? If not, we'll probably call it a night. WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
K2NX is here checking in. Good evening.
Good evening, KB2NX, WB2YZX. How are you doing tonight?
Yeah, not too bad. I guess that's Charlie. His name here is Steve. And I just walked in the door here. I ran out and grabbed something to eat, and I realized what time it was. So I figured I'd jump back in here and turn the radio on before the end of the net roll around and say good evening, everybody. So that's really about it, Charlie. Nothing else really to report on, as per se. I don't want to be a butt insky here and screw up the order, so I'll just turn it back to you. WA2YZX for the K2IIT group. K82NX. Name is Steve in Keensburg, New Jersey.
K82NX,
Isaac X up here, very good Steve, and yeah, we got a small bunch tonight. We had a few earlier, but just about everybody's dropped out about now, so we were going to call it a night about now anyway. And yeah, I was wondering where you were. Yeah, Keensburg. Yeah, you're probably directly south of me. I'm in Staten Island, about a mile south of the Verrazano Bridge. So I'll throw it over to you there, Steve. If you have nothing else, I think Val and I are just about talked out.
Okay, Charlie, no problem, KD2NX. Yeah, that's what happened to me. I jumped in the car and without even thinking about it, I went and grabbed a little bite to eat and then just realized, oh, Jesus, it's 8:30, so. Did Lobe check in here initially, or did you pick up the ball? Did he ever show up?
Jumped in quickly, but he had just gotten home and he wanted to just relax and unwind a bit, so he may show up a little later, but I think he's got enough on his mind right now. However, but if you look on page 21, I think it is, of QST, you will see his picture. I mean, the man is famous this month, and yeah, there he is. So if you get QST, check out page 21.
Well, I don't get QST, but the next time I'm down at Lobe's office, if he's around tomorrow, maybe I'll crash his party in the morning. I ride in with a friend of mine in the morning on Fridays, and since Fridays and Saturdays are my RDOs, so I ride in and then ride back home and get my kids later on in the day, but I'll have to, definitely have to check it out. He's famous even when he's not in a magazine. So, not in all honesty, like I said, not a whole heck of a lot to report. Just had a pretty busy week up in 27th Yard and you know, moving stuff around, washing trains, you know, drilling them out, you know, prepping them for service, et cetera, et cetera. So, just your average run-of-the-mill yard switchman duties, Charlie. So, that, like I said, nothing really to report radio-wise or work-wise as per se. I just didn't want to miss the group, but I guess I missed the majority of it. And no doubt Lobe's got a lot on his mind, and I definitely know what you're talking about. You don't know what the situation is. W2YZX at the K2IRT group, K82NX.
Very good. Vala, do you have anything more to add?
This is KB2VQ. Just want to say hello to Steve. Next time we'll get on there, Steve, and we'll talk about the 160s and R160s and whatnot. But for right now, I guess it's a late dinner for me, and I know Charlie has to go also. So once again, thank everybody, the owners and operators of the repeaters for letting us get back on the air one more time. This is KB2VQ, 73 to 1 and all.
I'm going to call it a night here, and we'll return the repeater to normal operation. And this is WB2YZX for the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club. And again, we thank the owners of the repeater for letting us use it, and good night to all.
Good night, Charlie. Good night, Val. We'll catch you in here next week. K82NX out.
K82NX, Simon.
Tom, I didn't mean to ignore you, but you weren't making a repeat it too well last time. I'm not even sure the call sign. Is it B-E-L like Bob or P like Peter?
Tango Echo Lima.
TPL, is that right?
Echo Lima.
Oh, Echo Lima. Okay, I think I got it now. Okay, very good. Okay, what did you say we were in Garfield?
Yes, Garfield, New Jersey.
Very good. Like I said, we're on here every Thursday evening about 8 o'clock, so you're welcome to join in. Glad to see you got on the air, and I look forward to working you again.
Thank you very much for the invitation. I'll do that. KC2, the email assignment.
Maybe see you next week, and we have a good bunch of guys up here. KC2TEL WB2YZX, I'll be clear. Good night.